Hunt again. Your Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is a wonderfully wild Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, it's Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. Your big showbiz break is awaiting at 814-954-7266.
Yeah, the America's Got Talent people, they listen to us every morning.
That's exactly right.
Right, and so they're looking for new talent.
They're looking.
So that could be you.
They're waiting.
Yeah, okay, Pinocchio. Yeah.
Jump on the opportunity, kids. Don't miss out.
I'm still waiting for the radio tap dancing. You just put the phone, you know, you call in, you put the phone down by your feet. Somebody should try that. That could be that America's Got Talent might say, hey,
now we're cooking.
There's something unique. Radio tap dancing. Like, wow, that we want them on our show.
You don't hear that every day.
Get it? You don't hear that every day.
See? What we do.
Every now and then you stumble into one. That's good. All right, we're going to see how I do today. I'm getting over a cold. I'm feeling, somebody's calling. I'm getting over a cold. I'm feeling much better. I'm over the hump. But if you hear any, like, light coughing in the background.
Well, you're not over the hump yet. Today is hump day.
Today is hump day.
You make it through today and you're over the hump.
I will make it through today.
All right.
But if you hear some light coughing in the background. Yeah, that'd be me. Now, during COVID, I paid attention. Remember COVID? You should always cough into your elbow. Yeah, okay, my elbow's thrilled to be coughed into. So I'm probably going to be using my elbow a few times.
I thought we were just supposed to cough into our cloth mask. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
That worked.
I love that. Cough into your cloth mask.
That's right.
Well, the particulates are so small they pierce it anyway.
Let's not
don't blow it.
Worry about the details. Just listen to the experts.
Yeah, forget about the details. Remember they put the kids in those pods?
Oh, that's so many.
That's the only good idea they had. The Laurel and Hardy of morning radio. I figured I'd get you started because I got a busy day, so I'll be listening the rest of the time. Get everybody started here.
Yeah.
And I really, only one tenth, I read a statistic, only 0.1% ever call a radio station. And I don't know why. You guys never beat anybody up. But if you don't articulate your viewpoint, nothing changes. I argued this with my dad when I was a teenager. I'm like, you guys ruined this country, your generation. The guys born in the 40s, the greatest generation.
Okay.
You ruined it. You're putting us in debt. Now I got to spend the rest of my life fixing it. And by the way, 25 to 40-year-olds, you're all a bunch of brain deads. Yeah, there's no hope for you guys. So don't even speak.
Okay.
But if you're under 25 or over 40, and 2000 to 25, 25, they're the smartest kids born after 2000. But here's what I'm thinking, I'm complaining, how can we fix this? Let me give you an example. I lived all over the place, so I can come with a perspective of 50 years living all over, more than that, 67 years. Born and raised in Philadelphia, lived in, Lock Haven, Center County, for over 10 years, Florida, all over the place. And I'm talking about if you really want liberty, that is that you can do what you want without being interfered with anyone, free. The two states are Tennessee and Florida. No income tax, no inspections of any kind, none. Property taxes are lower. The lowest electricity prices. You can carry your gun and defend your home and your family. And the schools are relatively good. They're not teaching a lot of the communist stuff that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is. Now, I love Pennsylvania aesthetically, but here's the problem with the Commonwealth is the people. So I know how we can fix this. If you get rid of the cities, the people in the cities, that is, I love State College. If you just allow the governor to govern every place except the cities, So there's no jurisdiction in the cities. They have their own little governor. We'll call them governor cities. Any city over a million people. Philadelphia, Erie, Pittsburgh.
Hold it. Any city over a million people would only be Philadelphia.
Oh, no. I mean, I think, doesn't Pittsburgh have over a million?
Pittsburgh.
Are you kidding me?
Now, if you take all of Allegheny County, all right, but if you're talking Pittsburgh, what is it, like 600,000? That's it.
Wow. So people are abandoning Pittsburgh. Philly used to have 8 million. They have 4 now. Well, let's make it a half a million. Let's make it interesting.
Okay.
You know, with all the communists are in the cities.
Right.
Why don't we let them rule themselves? Let them be a governor for those cities over, let's say 500,000. So they can have all the communist stuff they want. And the people in the rural areas that vote conservative would vote away. And you know what? I don't think Trump should go into Chicago. Let them destroy themselves. You know what we're seeing? Natural selection. Millions of people now are homeschooling. The government schools are going away. The paper money will go away. All this stuff is going away on its own. Why do you guys allow, and I'm saying me too, people in Pennsylvania, why do you allow the state to control liquor? That's communist, the government controlling how liquor is sold. Why do you put yourself in a position where they're compelling you to get your vehicle inspected? These are good cars, inspected once or twice a year. Other states don't have that. Why do you let them steal your tax dollars in the form of income taxes? Let me show you how unauthorized that is. Let's say the state decides to tax 50% of your income, and the federal government decides to tax 50% of your income. How much do you have, Scott?
I have no idea. Tell me.
About zero.
Oh.
Nothing.
How about zero?
Zippo.
Not a thing.
All right.
My point is, where is the authorization to take 100% of your money to do? You pay taxes on taxes on taxes. Let me give an example. Me driving around the Commonwealth. All right, your taxes on gasoline are ridiculous. The roads suck. What are they doing with the money? Why are you people in Pennsylvania? Why aren't you screaming and yelling about this? No, you're staying silent listening to the radio. Oh, I don't want to complain. My church tells me not to speak out. We need to pray for our leaders. We don't have leaders in America. We have elected representatives. You're the leader. Do you agree, Scott and Jeff, that supposed to be the leaders?
I'll agree with that last part, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only part. What else don't you agree with? You like auto emissions inspections?
That last part, okay. I'll agree with.
But do you like the fact that you have a state income tax?
What are you going to replace it with?
You don't need it. Tennessee and Florida runs fine without it.
Okay,
Why do they need so much money?
I'm not familiar with the, I mean, I've been to those two states, but where do they get their revenue? They have to get their revenue from somewhere. Where's it come from?
They don't waste money like the Commonwealth.
Okay.
There is a big, fat welfare state. Why is the Commonwealth spending so much money?
No,
does the state need to spend its money on?
You didn't answer my question. Where do they get their revenue?
I'm telling you, they don't need it because they don't waste money like the Commonwealth.
Okay. So in other words, you don't know.
They don't waste it on schools, throw them on good bed in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Erie, where half the kids can't read, if not more. They don't waste money. They don't rip you off. And then waste the money with transfer programs, all these socialist programs Pennsylvania has. Why don't we cut 90% of the revenue? Do you think the state would function? Why? What don't you want to cut?
90%. That's quite a cut.
Why is the state spending any money other than roads? Other than roads, what are they spending money on? Transportation roads. Why do they need to spend money on anything else?
Lots of different state-related programs.
Give me one. Give me one.
Things involving agriculture, which benefits
across
the state.
Why are they involved in agriculture? Let the farmers deal with that. Get their filthy, lousy hands off of business, including agriculture. Stop paying the farmers not to grow. Stop paying the milk industry to keep milk low. Let the free market reign. You know what? I get a better idea. Why don't we do this? Okay. I want them to pay for my car insurance since I have to pay for public transportation. Because somebody doesn't want to work. Because somebody is lazy, and they only want to work 20 hours a week out of a 40-hour week. That's what employees do, work 20 out of 40. They want me to pay for their public transportation. when I'm working 100 hours a week. No, I want you to pay for my car insurance. Let's be real socialist here. How about you get a free phone? I want a free phone. I think the more you make, the less they should take. Okay. How's that for an incentive?
All right.
The less you make, the more they should take. I think that would be an incentive. You know, one time I was stupid, and I put a pool in my house. I put a pool in.
A pool, like
a
swimming pool.
And they raised my taxes.
Okay.
Yeah, they raised my taxes. I improved my property, and they raised my taxes. I did something good, and I was punished.
All right, now
we're crazy.
Some agreement, yes.
We should have agreement that the government should only provide Jeff, do you agree with me on this?
I do.
Go ahead.
Yes, I do. The other side of it is, I do think we have a lot of needs now, and we've set up that people are reliant on government. Yes, I would much rather that you be reliant on your neighbors. I would rather that that folks get to keep more of their money, that companies get to keep more of their money, and then have them spend it more directly in the locales and with the organizations that they see fit. And I think they have a better feel for, all right, these are the needs in our community. These are the people that we use the money we give wisely. But because of the way it is now set up, that is going to take some time to transition that. But, yes,
no,
in the general principle.
That I agree.
And to go to Scott's, I'm with you on the income tax. I think the sales tax is a much better way to go, because then
everybody pays.
Yes, and you are paying based on what you believe you want to have, what you want to get. That is a much better way, in my opinion,
taxes. Tell you what I've seen in business since the 70s to today. People are getting too much free stuff. Businesses can't find... I talk to businesses every day. They can't find good people to show up and work. Now, there are some good people. The waitresses. I love waitresses. Hardest-working people, the prostitutes. Hardest-working people. I'm in Atlantic City in 1988, and the bum salespeople don't show up because it's too damn cold or too hot. And I'm going to work, and I'm seeing the hookers on the street when it's 30 degrees.
Oh,
not the salesman, because it's too hot or too cold.
Yeah.
You know, so my hat's off to the prostitutes that walk the street, that work for a living, and the waitresses, and the real people, because everybody else has an excuse. It's hard to hire people because they get free money. You know why? Starve. Starve.
Ooh.
And then you'll want to come to work for us. You know, in 10 years, I haven't had one person walk through my door and say, hey, can you teach me how to do this? I want to intern. Or you know what? I'd like to work for you. Or how do I get into a position where I can own a business? Not one in 10 years. That's not only the failure of the government. It's the failure of the churches, the organizations, mom and dad, because everyone thinks they're entitled. Let me tell you something. When you wake up in the morning, understand that 1 million people on the earth have died overnight. So you've got to thank God you woke up and then have a plan. I don't care if you're a billionaire. Have a plan.
Okay.
To try to produce something. Kids don't do that. They don't do that. They have no plan. And even if it fails, and I've failed many times, I'm failing now in some circumstances, but I don't give up. You got to follow your plan.
Okay.
And we got to teach kids this. No, we're going to rely on government. We need auto emissions inspection. We need the government to take care of us. They need to diaper us. This is crazy. I want to hear, can we have some other opinions on this?
Well,
I want to hear some union workers tell me why they need a union.
All right. Well, we'll throw that out to the audience, and if they want to call in, they can.
Appreciate the phone call to get us going. Wednesday.
I really was hoping for the radio tap dancing, but anyway. We do have an open line program, by the way.
We do indeed.
Until next hour, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us.
That's right.
Normally on Mondays, he couldn't make it Monday, so we said, how about Wednesday? Yeah, sure. So he's going to join us later next hour. I mean, there was things with, if you're a regular listener, you recognize that voice there. There's things I agree with, things I don't necessarily agree with. What do you think? All right, let's mention our number, 814-954-7266. All right, you can chime in. Oh, believe me, later on, folks, we've got so plenty of things to talk about, things in the news yesterday. I mean, excuse me, there I go. Mm-hmm. We are living in crazy times. We truly are, going in a number of different directions. Let's mention a few things, all right? First off, let's mention our website, 987thefox.info. If you've never been there, come on, you got to go, all right? Past Let's Talk programs. Yesterday, we had a real nice chat with Jay Paterno. He has a new book out, and we talked about his book, and we talked about college football, and we talked about some related things. If you somehow missed it, you can go to the website, go to the Let's Talk interview section, and it's, well, right now at least, it's right at the top of the screen. There we go. Yesterday, we get a, now for, this is about streaming, people listening online, not FM radio, all right? That's just here, all right? Streaming literally is worldwide. Yesterday, we got our latest, update, all right? Analytics is the fancy term. Ooh, analytics. So, Mr. Ironhead, did you know in the past month we had listeners from 19 states and the District of Columbia? How about Woo. That? Wow.
Got that going for us.
Pretty 19 nice. States and D.C. So that's cool. And apparently we're hot in Europe. All right. We had listeners in Ireland. We had listeners in the Netherlands. We had listeners in Sweden. How about that? That's just in the past month. So we're doing something right. All right. So cool. Glad you like the show. Hello, Sweden. I'd like to visit Sweden someday. That would be really, really cool. Happy birthday, although sadly not. Arnold Palmer was born on this day, 1929. I love his drinks. That's one of my favorite drinks.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like an Arnold Palmer. If somehow you don't like, what the heck is that? Mr. Palmer's, like, maybe his favorite drink. He would take iced tea and lemonade and pour them together. And there'd be, a lot of folks still refer to that as an Arnold Palmer. Now, you follow sports more closely than I do. I understand he was a golfer. All right?
That is what I hear as
is that
well.
True?
Yes.
He played some golf?
He had some fans, is my understanding as well. Like an army of fans.
An army of fans.
Would be the way I would term
Once
it.
Upon a time,
uh-huh.
Arnold Palmer was a classic from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. All right. He was a classic. All right. Some other quick things. Okay. Our caller there, you know, people should depend on themselves and stuff like that. And then this happens yesterday. So after the show, I get my stuff done. I have to make a stop at the store before I stumbled home and kind of crawled into bed and, you know, try to take it a little easy with this cold that I have this week. So I'm at a Walmart, okay? I'm at a local Walmart. So I go in, get some stuff, come back out, unload it in my car, have a cart, and I don't leave my cart just sit any old place. That drives me crazy when people do that. It does. All right. So, like, come on, take a little initiative, put the cart away. So I'm pushing my cart into one of those collection things, whatever they're called. And I look over and I look down. I'm like, are you kidding me? Here in an empty parking space next to the, I guess it's called a carousel where you put your cart. Empty parking space next to the carousel. I look down. Here's a soiled diaper in the middle of a parking space. And I'm thinking, oh, come on. You've got to be joking me. Somebody changed their kid and decided to drop the soiled diaper in the parking lot. They couldn't take the time to go find a trash can. Now, there's one where, okay, we're going to trust the people to do what's right. Yeah. There's an example in the opposite direction. All right? I'm looking at this. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Who would do that? There it is. Now, I wasn't going to clean it up. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick enough. I don't need to get more sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right? Yeah, not doing that. Yesterday, saw something from our friend Stephen Caruso from Spotlight PA. He covers state government. And apparently, down in Harrisburg, either yesterday or 2 days ago maybe, somebody put up a big display I guess, at the Capitol building about anti-fluoride. In other words, we should get fluoride out of water supplies. And Stephen had a picture there, and so I saved the picture, and there's all sorts of displays and statistics and all this sort of stuff that somebody set up saying that, okay, there should be no more fluoride in water supplies. And, I mean, this is down the line of the vaccine stuff that we've seen recently. All right, Florida last week announced no more vaccine mandates. All right, we're not doing that anymore. And if you follow news, you saw people up in arms. Oh, I can't believe this. All right, they want to get rid of vaccines. And no, that's not what they want to do. All right, what they want, the key word here is the word mandate. Why should it be forced on you? Now, our earlier caller, he and I would probably agree on this one a little bit, okay? So there are fluoride mandates out there. Now, Scott here, I live in a rural area, okay? My water supply is a well, okay? And thankfully, it's a very proficient well. That's a great job. Is there fluoride in my well? Of course not. All right? There's no fluoride in our water supply. If I need fluoride, I have this thing called toothpaste. All right? Because that's the whole deal with fluoride, right? Your teeth. Supposed to make your teeth better, blah, blah, blah. Well, when I brush my teeth every day, there's fluoride in the toothpaste. Do we need, keyword, need to have fluoride in water supplies? All right, now you're a city boy here, all right? You have city water. I assume there's fluoride in the city water. Would that be accurate?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it's something just to think about. It's not, oh, we're against fluoride, these people that set up this display down in Harrisburg. I don't think they're necessarily against fluoride, the same way that people aren't against vaccines. It's much more of the, hey, can I make the choice here instead of having you force it on me? All right, Mr. Ironhead, you have a bottle of water right over there on that table.
I do.
Is there fluoride in that water?
I don't know.
Well, come on. Yes, you do. There's no fluoride in that water. All right?
I've not tested it.
You've not tested it? I'm not sure how you do that. I'm 99% certain there's no fluoride in that bottled water. So I guess we should put fluoride in bottled water because we need a mandate. I mean, it's something to think about these days. How many other things are you forced to do that maybe you think about, like, I really would rather not do this? All right? Florida, tons and tons of people, there's no doubt in my mind, are going to get vaccines in Florida because they think on their own that it's the right thing to do. I'm going to get a flu shot. I'm going to get a COVID vaccine. I'm going to get a blah, blah vaccine for, I don't know, whooping cough or something like that. I'm going to make the choice to get that vaccine because I think it's the right thing to do. I think tons of Floridians are still going to get vaccines. They're not going away. The question is, can you be forced to get them? And again, all you got to do is go back to COVID. How many people lost their jobs or they got kicked out of the military because they decided, I don't want to put that in my body. I don't agree with this. Oh, yeah? Well, you're fired. And now, several years later, we look back and think, what the heck were we thinking? Why did we do that? Well, the key word is mandate. And should we be getting rid of more mandates and let people decide, I want to do this or I don't want to do this? So when I saw this anti-fluoride display down in Harrisburg yesterday, that was my thought. Like, why don't we just let people decide if they want to get fluoride and water or their teeth or whatever, that maybe this mandate stuff really should go away. Now, I just made somebody just insanely angry because they just think everybody should be forced to do various things. Okay, well, you and I disagree, all right? I don't agree with that. Now, are there other subjects where, well, what about this? What about this? Yeah, we could probably debate those. And later on, we're going to take a break. Later on, we have open line time. You want to call and debate them? Great. Let's do it. All right. Let's have a good, healthy debate here. That's why we have this program. So we'll save that because we have to take a break right here. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Sportsy stuff. Oh, yeah, we got lots of that, too. I noticed who won the baseball game last night.
The luckiest game ever.
Lucky.
Baseball historians agree.
Hold that thought, folks. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day, don't you know? Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up in the next segment, but right now we take a check of the sports scene. Lots of stuff going on in the sports world.
Let's go.
As we hit the middle of the week. Penn State football. The Nittany Lions are ranked second in the country, 2-0. Everything is hunky and dory here in Nittany Nation. Fans are just thrilled with the start. Everybody feeling good.
Really?
Confident that the Nittany Lions are clearly going to win the national championship.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go, people are like, wow, we just can't believe how awesome we really are. Or something like
you're
that.
Buying that.
Hoping that the team maybe looks a little sharper against Villanova on Saturday. It is another battle of the unbeaten. For the third straight week, Penn State will face an undefeated opponent. It was 0-0 Nevada to start the season. Then it was 1-0 Florida International. Now it is 1-0 Villanova.
That's true. Yeah.
Against the 2-0 Nittany Lions. Nothing but unbeaten that Penn State is facing all season long. They could face yet another undefeated team.
Good bet.
When Oregon comes calling at the end of the month. Nothing but undefeated opponents.
Murderer's row.
Penn State just stacking up on the quality opposition. So 1-0 Villanova comes calling here on Saturday. 3:30 kickoff at Beaver Stadium. Villanova, we don't have the exact numbers, but we believe it's around $1 million that Villanova will get to support its FBS program and the other sports at the school. Pat McQuaid, very good quarterback for Villanova. He threw, now it's not like he threw for 300 yards or something in the opener. He threw for 299 yards.
That's close
enough.
In
the season opener, a 24-17 win over Colgate. Again, kickoff on Saturday set for 3:30 p.m. The game will be televised by FS1. 12th-ranked Penn State women's volleyball team sweeping Bucknell and Rec Hall last night, 25-19, 25-10, and 25-20. Emmy Selman leading Penn State with 10 kills, 5 digs, and an ace. Alexis Ewing and Maggie Mendelson added 9 kills apiece. Ewing also added a team-high 5 blocks. Jillian Grimes led the team with 14 digs. And Addie Lyon had 35 assists, 4 digs, and 3 aces as the Nittany Lions setter now. Penn State winning its second straight match by sweep to improve to 4-3 on the season. Nittany Lions will have a week off here. Probably a good time of the year to get that week off. And then, 1 week from tonight, it's showdown time at Rec Hall. The Nittany Lions will welcome 7th-ranked Pitt to Rec Hall. That match will be at 7 p.m. Again, not tonight, 1 week from tonight, and that one will air on the Big Ten Network.
Oh,
big match. I mean, if we're going to win a match, let's make it this
big, big,
one.
Big, big.
Dominate the state. Penn State women's golf team wrapping up play at the 21st annual Cougar Classic at the College of Charleston in South Carolina. That was at the Yeamans Hall Club. Penn State finishing 16th in the 18-team field. Penn State finishing the tournament at 25 over with an 877. Ole Miss. That's what I like to call the University of Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
Ole Miss secured the championship. The Rebels, it's a nickname I came up with for them. They finished 18 under par. Two strokes clear of fellow SEC member Tennessee. I call them the Volunteers. They finished, Tennessee did it, 16 under, or it did. Proper grammar. Florida. Another SEC team finished third at 9 under. UCF not an SEC team, finished at 4 under, and Clemson was 3 under. Those were your top 5 schools for the week. Now, Penn State was led by a freshman. Always good to see the youngsters getting in there and making a difference. And it was Lillian Goulassarian out of Westwood, Massachusetts, who climbed an amazing 18 spots on the leaderboard Tuesday with a final round 1 under 70. She finished tied for 34th in the 96-player field at 2 over with a 215. She rattled off 9 birdies in the 3-round tournament down in Charleston.
Interesting. All right. Good, good, good.
All right. Philadelphia Eagles getting ready. They are going to be competing in what is, I think, unquestionably the game of the week in the National Football League. The Eagles will take on some team called the Kansas City Chiefs.
I've heard of them.
I can't remember. I think these two teams, somewhere in my memory, I feel like they met last year.
First week of February.
Was that when it was?
Yeah.
And I think for some reason, I'm thinking Philadelphia won that game.
Yes, they did. Yes.
And kind of convincingly. Anyways, they are going to meet again. This is, I think, if I'm remembering last year's game, there was more at stake than this week two matchup.
It was a pretty super game.
You thought so?
It was a super game.
I thought the Eagles looked super, that's for sure.
Yes.
The Eagles, by the way, will have defensive tackle Jalen Carter, Hawk-tui, in the lineup. Carter has been fined $57,222. Bob got closest without going over. Good job, Bob. Bob guessed 57,220. Come on down, Bob.
Is that his?
You're the next contestant on the NFL's Price Is
That
Right.
Is that his weekly salary?
That is his weekly salary.
Okay, all right.
That was for spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott in the season opener. First play of the game, actually. Carter was ejected from that game, and the NFL says that he will be fined and suspended for 1 game. The NFL then followed up and explained that that 1 game suspension was already served.
The
that
Dallas
was
game, yeah.
The 1 game suspension.
Because he missed the whole game.
His agent says Carter will not appeal. I think that's a wise choice
move
there, Mr. Carter. And again, he will be ready and presumably raring to go. Perhaps keep the expectorating to yourself this week.
Or the sideline, at least.
Fancy word for spit.
Yeah.
Again, Eagles and the Chiefs, they will be the one of the late afternoon games on Sunday. In the 1 o'clock time slot on Sunday, your Super Bowl champion this year, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, really?
Aaron Rodgers, your Super Bowl MVP in the upcoming season.
Early prediction.
Huh? Oh, is that? Oh, it's not. That's actually not settled yet, I guess.
Okay.
Steelers will host the Seattle Seahawks. That'll be the home opener at Acrisure Stadium.
Yeah, get it right.
In Pittsburgh, Sunday afternoon. If the Steelers win, they would be 2-0 and still undefeated.
Unbelievable.
Through the first 2 weeks of the season.
That'd be great.
That would be awesome. Let's go out and get that done. Shall we? Guys? Please?
Yes.
We need to get off to a
they
good
will do
start.
It.
Steelers could, with a win, also be in first place, potentially by themselves atop the AFC North.
Wow.
Now, for that to happen, they need the Bengals. We like to call them the Bungles as Steelers fans.
Stop that.
They will be home as well against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Browns and the Ravens, by the way, meet each other. Come on, Cleveland!
We're actually rooting for Cleveland?
Yes. Oh, okay. 1 o'clock kickoff in Baltimore. Ravens, you know, if they lose, it'd be like 0-2.
0-2.
On the season, which would be absolutely lovely. I would enjoy that very, very much, actually. Week two of the NFL season actually gets underway tomorrow night. Green Bay Packers will be hosting the Washington Commanders / Redskins.
Good game.
The Packers have a new kid at defensive end, this fellow by the name of Micah Parsons. You might want to keep an eye on him. I'm hearing some good things out of Green Bay about Mr. Parsons. They think he could have an impact.
I'm not sure I'd call him a kid, but okay.
Huh? Oh, just a young pup. Complete newcomer to Green Bay. Out of nowhere, he's come in and made a difference there.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Pirates last night falling to the Baltimore Orioles in a fluky game. Baseball historians say they have never seen a team get as lucky as Baltimore did last night, not in the history of the game.
That was a real cough.
Have the historians seen such luck? Where the clearly superior team ends up not getting into the win column. It was a 3-2 loss in 11 innings. The Orioles get what we are calling a chalk-off single from Samuel Basalo. It was a 2-2 game. Bases were loaded. Tommy Pham, if he just catches the ball, two outs, it's a moot point.
Hello.
But also, you know, should have been foul. They called it foul.
And got it wrong.
And now, because we have the stupid instant replay, they go back and frame by frame, and very questionably, I don't think they still got the call right. It looked clear that it fell in foul territory.
Yeah, right on the line.
But somehow Chalk kicked up from the foul
ball. Oh, it was a
ball. It was
fluke.
Weird. It was just the power of the ball hitting in foul territory.
Wow.
Caused the Chalk to
the power of the ball.
The Orioles get the very fortunate 3-2 win last night. 6:35, Pirates obviously will take the next couple of games. One, Paul Skeens will be on the mound tonight for the beloved Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, 6:35 will be the first pitch at a park I like to call PNC Park. Just a term I came up with for the Buccos and that ballpark. That game can be heard right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The airtime tonight will be at 6:10
at Oriole Park
PM.
Yes.
At Oriole. Did
Park.
I say PNC?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I was
about?
Dreaming. I was.
Boy,
dreaming.
The chalk's got you blinded.
Yeah, we like having Paul Skeens at home. Yes, it is at Baltimore. The schedule today, and I will get to the Phillies in just a moment. But while we're on the Pirates and Orioles, yes, in Baltimore tonight, it'll be Dan Patrick following our show at 10 o'clock. Then it'll be Joe Lindoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network rolling your way from noon to 2 here this afternoon. That will be followed by Late Lunch with Chris Buchanani. A lot of good Penn State insight there from 2 to 3 this afternoon. Then it's the Keystone Kickoff Show with Jim Galani. That will run from 3 to 4. Normally we have Jed Donahue in the Pennsylvania Sports Network. Jed is a little under the weather. He's going to miss today and tomorrow. The plan is to be back on the air here on Friday. So we'll have Fox Sports running in Jed's stead today from 4 till 6:10. And then again, Pirates baseball at the Baltimore Orioles tonight as the Buccos right the wrong from last night.
Yeah.
The Phillies again beat the New York Mets, this time 9-3. The Phillies put up two runs in each of the first two innings, and that was all they needed, but for some reason they went on and scored five more times. The Phillies got a home run and three RBI from Kyle Schwarber, who led the offense. He's pretty good. Ranger Suarez was pretty good, very good. Six strong innings, allowing just one hit, no runs, three walks, and he struck out 12 last night. Philadelphia extending its lead in the National League East to 9 games over the New York Mets. And 9 also happens to be the magic number now for the Philadelphia Phillies to clinch the National League East division. The Pirates are not going to win the National League Central Division title, at least not this year.
Let's be more official.
Play out. And that is a little something we like to call sports.
Let's take a break so my friend can commiserate quietly.
Very disappointing. Reasons.
Ball hit the line. Okay, it's not our fault.
Unclear in the replay. Yeah. It was hard to tell. I had one more sports note. Sorry. Penn State men's basketball. It's been announced we'll have an exhibition game on October 26th at the Bryce Jordan Center against Shippensburg, and that'll be the final exhibition game before the regular season gets underway. So they're going to play that game on Sunday, October 26th. Again, an exhibition game with Penn State and Shippensburg on Sunday, October 26th. The tip-off for that game has not been announced. They will announce that, presumably sometime before October 26th. My guess would be like in another
week. That would
help.
Yeah.
It'll be the second of the two exhibition contests for the Nittany Lions. Of course, Penn State will be competing in a charity exhibition game at Dayton. That's in Ohio. That'll be on Sunday, October 19th, a week prior to the showdown with Shippensburg. That one will be in support of adolescent and young adult mental health and suicide prevention. So those are the two exhibition games, preseason games, if you will, for the Penn State men's basketball team in the upcoming season. Also, the Senior World Freestyle Wrestling Championships get underway on Saturday. All right, that really is sports. We'll take a break here, and some open phone time is up next. Don't go anywhere. No, don't. Hey, come back.
Come on back.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Ryan Rackney here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy of Expedition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Well, good morning to you on a Wednesday. It is Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Gazy with you. The phone line is open and available for your use. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show today.
Lots of newsy stuff. Let me hold on that a little bit. Let me go back to some sportsy stuff, and I have a wrestling question.
Ooh, okay.
All right. First off, now, social media being what it is, all right, some people go wild with stuff on social media. And I noticing this yesterday, I'm like, okay. Bo Prabula for Heisman. Now, he's off to a great start.
Terrific start.
With Missouri. And I think most Penn State fans are really cheering for him. Like, yes, we know Bo's great. Okay, Drew Oliver's here. You're going to share time with both of them. Well, that's not good for either one of them. So Drew's the guy here. Bo goes to Missouri to take advantage, and he does. And he's off to a great, looks really good. He's off to a great start. Now, when Missouri starts playing most of its SEC schedule, okay, we'll see. And I'm not boohooing Missouri, all right? I'm no Mizzou fan or expert. I have no idea. But, okay, they're only a couple games into the season. But Bo Prabula for Heisman. Like, okay, that's ironic. James Franklin had his media gaggle, I guess, whatever you want to call it, this week. And this made social media yesterday. Was asked about Nick Singleton. Terrific running back. Not putting up big numbers yet. And his quote was, he's overthinking some things and trying to play perfect rather than just letting it rip. Now, I'm going to assume that Nick is in class right now and probably not listening to the program. Good. Nick, you should be in class. That's what you should do. But I agree. Nick, just let it rip, buddy. Get the handle. Find the hole. Boom. Just, I'm no coach. I'm just a fan. But I saw one clip where he gets the ball, and he kind of wanders past, I thought, an obvious hole, and he kind of runs into a bunch of guys. And I'm thinking, no. There's the hole right there. I mean, I'm half blind. I can see the right there. Nick, just get the ball, and boom. Okay, just let it rip. Let's see what happens on Saturday.
All right, let's. All right,
let's see what happens on Saturday. I came across an interesting story yesterday. And we've seen this tons of times in sports games when somebody goes down with a cramp, all right, football game, soccer game, basketball game, maybe baseball game, I mean lots of different games. Somebody goes down with a cramp. Now, if you've ever had a cramp, and I'm going to guess most of us have, you're not an athlete, you can still get a cramp. Obviously, it's very painful, like, ugh, And you go down, and somebody runs out and helps you stretch and gives you a bottle of water, you know, all that sort of stuff. And so somebody did a study, like, why does this happen? What causes this? I mean, you don't normally see, like, a whole bunch of players in a game going down with a cramp. It's usually, like, one here and maybe one over here. And it might have something to do with the weather. Usually it's really hot and humid. And for some reason, boom, a kid or an athlete gets a cramp and down they go. Why is this happening? And according to the study, I just found this fascinating, it might have something to do with the playing surface. And so this got me thinking, all right, I'm thinking about sports where you've got a grass field and a turf field. Now, Mr. Ironhead, help me out here. What I still call it the Jopa Dome, okay? Haluva Hall, whatever name you want to give it, okay? That outside area there where the guys work out,
yeah,
that's turf, isn't it?
It is.
Beaver Stadium, of course, famously, is grass.
Natural grass.
All right? Now, you've walked on both. Do they feel the same? I would think the answer has to be no.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Okay. And so this study says that sometimes, you know, you've got athletes, maybe they practice on a soft surface, and they're playing a game on a firm surface, and that could be enough during the game to somehow cause a cramp. I'm like, I guess I've never thought of it that way. Now, even turf, you've got softer turf, you've got harder turf. Now, thank God this isn't like 50 years ago when artificial turf was like playing on a floor. All right. We're talking real hard. Like, oh my God. And all those injuries and things. Artificial turf has come a long way, but it's actually something to think about. You know, if you've got a team where you've got a bunch of athletes going down with cramps, maybe it has something to do with your playing surface or changing like back and forth. You're not playing on the same or practicing on the same type of surface all the time. Now, here's my question, all right? You're Mr. Wrestling. I'm not. Do wrestlers get cramps? Do they? Yesterday I'm reading a story and I'm thinking, wrestling, when have I ever seen a wrestler go down with a cramp?
It is not. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it has never happened in the history of wrestling match, but it is not common. I would say that. It is not something I would say is typical. But, I mean, have I seen it? Yes. It just is not.
All right. I mean, a wrestling match.
These days, I think these guys are pretty smart about staying hydrated, which is a big part of it. And, you know, they have the time between weigh-ins in their match to get a little water in there. I'm just trying to think. It is pretty uncommon in wrestling
All right.
matches.
I mean, a wrestling match is only 7 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
But it's probably the most intense 7 minutes out there, right?
Yes.
I mean, those guys are just going at it. And I started thinking about mats, and I'm thinking, okay, are all mats the same? Or could mats somehow be different depending on where you go?
They can be a little different, and the surface under them can be a little different, for sure. I think these days most of them are pretty comparable. Now the size is still something I wish they would just standardize and everybody would have to use the bigger mats. That still varies location to location, sometimes by a fairly good bit.
All right, hold on a second. Now, right, now the circle is the same size, like width and, you know, width and stuff.
It is not.
And it's not?
No.
Oh, I thought they were all the same.
No.
Oh.
So that can vary. They're comparable, but not all mats have the exact same thickness or material, etc. I think they're getting more standardized, but I don't think it's like all across the board. You're just, yep, everything is exactly the same.
So there is not one mat manufacturer. There are different companies that make mats.
Yeah, I mean, Resolite is yes, there are other companies that make them. As far, you know, that's a good question in terms of who what all is used at the college level, like at Division One. I don't know the answer to that. Resolite is overwhelmingly used. I don't think it's exclusively, though, Resolite.
I mean, when you cover a match, either home, here, or away, I'm assuming at some point you walk out on the mat. You probably walk across the mat or in the edge of the mat or something. No, you don't do that?
No, you're generally, they ask you not to, especially, I'm usually in dress shoes, and so that is kind of a no-no.
But have you ever walked on a wrestling mat and you're thinking, boy, this feels funny? Has that ever happened? Like, this feels different. This mat feels different. Because, you know, with outdoor sports games, sometimes you let the grass grow for a reason, not by accident. Okay, we want it trimmed really tight. No, we want it to be a little higher so you can kind of manipulate the field. I'm just wondering if some schools somehow do that with mats. Like, we want a certain softer mat for our matches rather than a firmer mat. Or is that's just crazy?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I will ask around. I've never really delved into that. I don't know. Again, there are some different, yes, I mean, you can tell some are a little softer, but in terms of, that's a good question. I don't know whether there are, because they're, you know, famously over the years, there have been schools that say, we're going to let the grass grow a little more this week with Speedy Miami coming in or something like that. Or, we're going to keep ours a little lower to the ground and because we have the speed advantage here. I've not really heard that discussed, as I'm just trying to think through whether there would be any particular advantage. And I can't really think of offhand in terms of, like, the softness of the mat, because you don't want, if it's hard, it's going to be hard for your kids, too. So I wouldn't think you're, I don't, I can't, I'm trying to just think through whether there would be some sort of a competitive advantage if there was a difference in your mat, and I can't, instinctively, I'm not thinking of anything.
All right. Folks, I made him think.
Yeah, this is,
the steam is rising.
This is a couple of times this week now. You people need to stop.
All right. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We've got newsy stuff. I've got three things on my list.
Yeah.
The attack of the Wawas. Okay. The attack of the Wawas. The jobs report. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? And Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book. This is a story. Okay. I've got some thoughts. Maybe you have some as well. And we have some open line time. Once again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, later next hour. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Oh, don't go anywhere. Oh, don't. We will be right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. Again, the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
So many things to talk about. Oh, man. Okay. It's interesting what makes a controversy. All right, we'll get to that in a moment. Let me start with Attack of the Wawas. All right, I'm just having some fun, although I am miffed. I'm miffed. Okay.
I don't like to see you miffed.
All right. I'm even when I'm not well, I'm miffed. Okay. Huh. So yesterday, all right, and there's lots of news coverage on this. Center Daily Times has a story. StateCollege.com has a story. I think the TV stations were there. There's a lot of stories.
A lot of stories.
The Wawa folks from Philadelphia had an event here yesterday, like a media event, like an intro event. Because Wawa plans to build some convenience stores in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We were told about three. Now apparently it's at least four. That number will go up. All right. They haven't, to my knowledge, they haven't started yet on any of these, but they want to shortly. There's the one on Benner Pike near Bellefonte, just off I-99, that very busy stretch of road now. They're going to put a Wawa in there. One in Penns Valley, used to be a Snappy's store at Old Fort. I'm Scott here. I'm very familiar with that one. That one's supposed to, you know, go in at some point. And then at least two in the State College area. And I say at least two because I think in the long run it's going to end up more than two. It's going to be more than two Wawa stores. I miffed. Now, maybe, excuse me, maybe I just missed this yesterday or before, but they have free food at this event yesterday. They had Wawa food. I'm thinking, okay, if I'd known they were having free Wawa food, I might have gone over there. It's like, what do you mean they had free food? Which is, duh, all right. Wawa, very, if you're not familiar with
normally
Wawa.
Normally, we instinctively sense that as media members.
Yeah.
We just, you know, free food, it's over
I
here.
Saw a picture,
here I come.
Saw a picture, I'm like, they had free subs. Oh! If you're not familiar, all right, Wawa, excuse me, Wawa is a very popular convenience store chain. Philadelphia, Delaware, I guess Maryland, New Jersey, you know, down that way. Very popular, very popular. And they're well known for their hoagies or subs. And I've had a Wawa hoagie and it's very tasty. All right, it's very nice. And, you know, they've got gas and lots of other stuff, too. So, I mean, the convenience store wars, when Wawa, you know, gets their places built and open, which is going to take, what, 2 to 4 years, I guess, to open all these places. I mean, Wawa is really expanding across Pennsylvania, seemingly in all directions. They have made the decision. You know, they were always, I'm going to say landlocked, they were always in the greater Philadelphia area. They never had much of a desire to you know, expand from that. Well, somebody apparently has changed their mind because they're going in all directions now. So it'll be Wawa, Sheetz, Rutter's, Minute Mart, Snappy's, Yeah, there's barely a Unimart, sort of, kind of. And I'm probably missing somebody there. Actually, if you go up to northern PA, there's a chain called Acorn. And there's one called Dandy. And so there's convenience stores are just everywhere. So Wawa, yeah, they gave out, excuse me, they gave out free food yesterday. Ugh. I wanted a Wawa hoagie. All right. Anyway, there's that. Okay. It's interesting what makes a controversy. And it's interesting on how it's reported. Now, Scott here, I'm a media geek. All right. And so I'm watching this coverage really over the last 2 days about the so-called Jeffrey Epstein birthday book. All right. Now, if somehow you're not following this, apparently you don't follow news because it's hard to avoid this one. And again, it depends on the outlet you pay attention to. And I'm thinking especially about television. Now, you know, not necessarily newspapers and stuff. I'm really thinking about TV and how they're reporting this story. So Jeffrey Epstein, again, was this big, big, big money financier who was, how can we call him, a pervert? And just, I mean, he was bad news and finally got arrested for trafficking and nasty stuff and was put in jail where he allegedly committed suicide 6 years ago. Now, I only say allegedly because people are still arguing about this. And there's some video clip from a webcam or whatever outside the door of his prison cell, and people have been examining this clip like, did somebody go in there? Did somebody not go in there? I mean, it's just people are either are determined to prove certain things or they're determined just to twist things in their particular ideological direction. And man, am I seeing that. This is me. This is an opinion. Man, am I seeing that on TV right now. I mean, this is crazy. And so we have all these Jeffrey Epstein files, and they've been around. Remember, he did himself in 6 years ago. So we've had this information for years, all right? Not just this year. It's been around for years that the government's been holding. And earlier this year, people started crying out, come on, release the files, release the files. We want to know the truth, all that stuff. And for the longest time, especially last year during the presidential campaign, Donald Trump's like, yep, we're going to release those files. Then all of a sudden, a few months ago, nah, it's nothing there, nothing burger. All right, no. Now, of course, as soon as that happened, everybody's antenna went up like, okay, wait a minute. You know, last year you said it was a big deal. Now you say it isn't. Okay, that sounds a little weird. And so one thing that gets released is this birthday book for Jeffrey Epstein when he had his 50th birthday. Now, first off, here's some things to keep in mind. This was 22 years ago, 2003. All right? Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's a real estate developer back in 2003. All right? Not a politician. Of course he knew Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein was a big money guy. Trump wants to build hotels and stuff. Well, you need money for that. So, yeah, and they were both from New York. So, of course, they were friends or at least acquaintances. They knew each other. And so there's pictures of them and they're smiling and all this sort of stuff. And so, allegedly, they come out with this birthday book where friends of Epstein, I guess, wrote like happy birthday letters and stuff like that. And what's her name, Epstein's gal pal, put them into this book for him to remember forever. Oh, what a special day. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, but whatever. The first thing to keep in mind, this was from 2003. Not recently. Not even close to recently. A number of other people have things in this book. Bill Clinton has a letter in this book. A high official from the UK has something in this book. And some other people, you know, just messages. Now, the one connected to Trump is supposed to be a drawing, and it looks kind of like the outline of a woman. All right? And then there's, I don't know, there's a message in the middle of the woman, and, oh, for goodness sakes. All right? And again, it depends on who you listen to. Now, I happened to catch CNN yesterday, and this was like breaking news. All right? And they let's bring on our experts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got an expert's quote I've got to share with you. You'll love it.
Okay? Oh, I can hardly wait. You'll love it. You know how I love the experts.
Let me hold that thought.
I'll be waiting with bated breath.
So CNN, of course, this was like headline news. How long can we run this? Okay. This morning, I come across something from the Daily Wire. Now, the Daily Wire is a conservative news outlet. They are, all right? And their story, the headline, it says, Wall Street Journal Epstein letter, polar opposite of Trump's writing style. Three forensic analyses reach the same verdict. And then the story talks about these researchers or research groups say there is a, quote, extremely low probability that a 2003 birthday letter was authored by Donald Trump. Yeah, this chokes me up. Mm-hmm. Citing profound and pervasive deviations from Trump's documented writing patterns from the last four decades. Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay. And so if you've seen this in the media, you see Donald Trump's signature, which is rather distinctive, doesn't look anything like mine. You wouldn't be able to read mine, folks. It's terrible. Frankly, so is Trump's. All right. It just looks like up and down, you know? And you've heard of the auto pen? All right. Joe Biden got in trouble a bit with the auto pen. So, Joe Biden had a signature. It was copied into the auto pen. And so the auto pen apparently was used to sign all kinds of things. And, well, there's Joe Biden's signature. He must have signed it. Well, no, it was done by a machine. And so now the accusation from some folks is, okay, this is all made up. This is all made up. Somebody made this up. Now, this is one story that I've seen from a conservative news outlet. So I'm not going to buy it right off the beginning. Some folks, of course, oh, see, I told you, there it is. Whoa, slow down. Slow down. But the question is, why is this a story at all? Think about that for a moment. Here's two quick things. Number one, Biden and friends had this information for 4 years, did nothing with it. Now, either that means they were incompetent. That's a possibility. I'm sorry. All right.
Pretty strong possibility.
Pretty strong possibility. Yeah. Again, Joe Biden was propped up essentially for 4 years by somebody or somebody's. All right. Maybe they were incompetent. Or there really isn't that much there. Even if Trump signed this letter, this sheet of paper or whatever, okay, all right, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was I can't use that language on a family radio show. He was a bad dude, all right? He was a manipulative, bad dude. But how much of a story is this anyway? Now, if this was actually faked and somebody could conclusively prove this was faked, the Trump thing, this was faked, then once again, once again, we're going down this same road of people making things up about Donald Trump just to hurt him, just to damage him, just to tear him down. Folks, think about the last 10 years. How many of these have been tossed out there? One after another after another. Could this maybe be another one? But here's the other thought. And again, there are some folks out there, the people I call political animals. Everything is political to these people. You've got to destroy the other side. Don't just damage them. You've got to destroy them. And so the idea is, it doesn't matter. They are so desperate to get something to stick to Donald Trump. Please, something. Russia collusion. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, that didn't work either. Okay, that didn't work either. We got to find something. There's got to be something. Oh, there it is. Oh, look at the woman. Oh, look where the signature is. Oh, Here's a thought. Most people simply don't care. Most Americans don't care about this. Why is this a news story? Why are people arguing about this? And pundits on TV and all this other baloney, depending again on your media outlet, okay? Most people simply don't care. And the more you, again, the political animals, the more you bring it up, the more they don't care. So why are we going down this road again? Why? Maybe if you're on the political left, all right, what you need to be concentrating on, Donald Trump is absolutely done as president in January of 2029. Don't get into the third term crap. It's not going to happen. Okay? Not going to happen for multiple reasons. Not going to happen. So what you need to be doing is, excuse me, I hate this. What you need to be doing is starting to, you know, okay, what are we going to do over the next 3 years that will benefit the American people, that will get their attention, that is good stuff? Like, here's what we stand for. This is how we're going to make your lives better. Blah, blah, all that stuff. Instead of this ridiculous, did you see what Donald Trump signed, allegedly, 22 years ago? Mr. Ironhead, I will allow you to weigh in because you have a better voice than I do this morning. This is insane. This is we're going down the same road again. Why? Go ahead.
Yes, because that there is a significant segment. Let's take a break. Let's take a break, and on the other side, I'll delve into this.
Okay.
Because Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com is coming up in the final segment of this morning's show as well. Part of what media bias is, or when we say, man, there is a slant, it is in part what is covered and what is not covered. And how these stories are covered. And yes, this one has been, again, my opinion, it's just been beaten to death. And there is no there. If there was, again, by this time, it would have been brought out and fully vetted, and we'd have some sort of a resolution. There isn't any there. But, because, by God, somehow, some way, we're going to get him, because he's the Hitler of our time. And they keep it up, and it is genuinely insane. We'll expand when we come back. It is Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golick, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be joining us in the final segment of this morning's show. We'll talk all things weather and, well, you never know exactly what else we may veer into during the course of the discussion, and looking forward to that. All right, so... Just the media coverage, and I, this Charlotte thing is just fascinating.
All right, now what's the Charlotte
on
thing?
On so many different levels. First of all, there was an incident, a horrific incident that happened what 3 weeks ago, August 22nd. Right, was the date that. This woman from Ukraine, beautiful young woman, 23 years old. She's on the transit system, the light rail system in Charlotte. She's sitting there minding her own business, listening to either looking at her phone or just listening to music or a podcast or whatever. And this I don't know that we can fairly call him a human being. He is a monster. This fellow behind her, sitting there, and out of nowhere. I mean, when we say completely unprovoked, that, like, there is nothing going on. Everybody's sitting on the train, minding their own business, and this
guy.
This pure evil. Just stands up and stabs her. And nobody reacts. I'm
take a breath.
I'm going to get myself worked up.
Take a breath.
It is beyond horrendous. And then we learn, first of all, so this comes out, the video comes out, and I've seen more than I wanted to see. I've not seen the actual stabbing. Fox has shown the immediate aftermath where she's clearly just stunned. I don't think she even is comprehending what the hell just happened. And she ends up bleeding out because nobody on the train is willing to help. A few seem oblivious to it. One is pretending to be oblivious to it. It is both tragic, sad, but absolutely infuriating. Infuriating that this guy was not in prison. I'm forgetting the exact number. I think it was 14 prior arrests and had done... You know, this wasn't shoplifting. This was a bad dude. Why the hell he was out... is beyond comprehension. Fox is doing some investigative reporting on this, and the judge that let him out, there's a lot of questions there. And the judge basically, all right, we'll let you go, but you got to promise me you're not going to do anything now, right? And the guy's, oh, yeah, I promise, judge. I mean, honest to God, what the hell are we doing? Our judicial system, we need so many reforms. And I am genuinely concerned that we're going to swing back too far here with the... listen, if you commit a violent act, we need to put you away for a while, like a long while, and we need to really watch you when you are out. I'm not talking about a fist fight, a drunken fist fight. I'm talking about violence, like real violence. We over prosecute some people in some cases, but we are not, we as a society are not doing our job in keeping average innocent people as safe as we can. And I get that every time there's a school shooting, while we needed to do more, most of the time it has been people that, yes, there were some indications there, and yes, we need to do a better job of following up on all of that. But in many of these cases, they're not people that were, that had a history of violence and had a history of, that, man, we knew that person should have been locked up. In too many of these cases where you're just having innocent people slaughtered, it's folks that, well, yeah, they beat up a girlfriend before, or they shot at somebody. We're going to need to spend an entire show some morning on this and get some people that have more information, more data, more expertise, all of that in here on all of this stuff. Because I am genuinely concerned that we're going to go too far the other way and you have one young person make a really bad decision, maybe a violent decision, and it's like, all right, well, lock them up. That's the end of their life. We do have kids that get in with the wrong crowd. They make horrible decisions, violent decisions, and then they come to their senses. Again, there needs to be punishment. Do not misunderstand what I'm saying, but I don't think we need to end their lives. But you get 3-4 times that with violent acts, yeah. Why? You need to be away from society, out of the picture. This shouldn't be complicated, but we have look at the circumstance. I don't care about the circumstances. There is a point at which, yes, it's multiple times with violent acts, intentional violent acts. This guy should have been away for a very long time, and instead, a young woman is dead. Like, I think we sometimes, like, she is gone. Her family will deal with this for the rest of their life, her friends, and she's gone. Because somebody that should have been in prison wasn't. Now, because of the politics involved, this story is getting covered out the wazoo on Fox. It is getting mentions on the other networks, and the mentions are usually, oh, look at Fox trying to exploit this. And these are the same networks. If you go back to George Floyd, they tried to make George Floyd a hero. Now, most of us on the right, I didn't hear anybody on the right say, by God, boy, that cops really handled that well. No, it's like, yeah, this is, you went too far. Like, this is insane. Get off of his neck. Everybody was saying that. This was portrayed as, well, that's cops in America for you, because of one incident in Minneapolis. We had nationwide protests. And it was horrible. That, again, once you have the control, we used to have Sergeant Glenning from Ferguson Township on our previous incarnation with Uncle Kevin, on a regular basis, and he always said, once you have a situation under control as an officer, then there is no further physical altercation that should occur. Once you have somebody in handcuffs, you don't do the extra punch that you see sometimes on the TV show. No. You've got the person under control. Now, you have somebody that's out of control. You need to take some violent action as police. Yeah, you got to get the safety of others around you. But once you have that control, then it needs to end. And my opinion, and I think most people that saw the situation in Minneapolis, yep, that was too far. But it was one incident, and then we had to go the extra step, and yep, George Floyd is a martyr. This is just an innocent. No, he wasn't. He did not deserve to die. He did. What happened should not have happened. But also, this was a bad dude. This was not somebody that would be a role model for anybody, anywhere, ever. This was not a person that was making good decisions. I'm not going to say he was a bad person, but he made a lot of bad, poor choices in his life. There is nobody, no right-thinking individual that would say, boy, I sure hope my son follows the path of George Floyd. Nobody. But we made him a hero. Now we have these same networks coming out and, well, one of them, I think it was CNN, they're trying to make this a George Floyd situation. What? Nobody is protesting that I've seen anywhere, not even in Charlotte. Nobody's burning down anything. But there are many of us saying, "What? Why was this guy out?" And yes, this woman, from all accounts, everything we're reading, she had not made poor life decisions. That made some really good decisions. Came here to the United States. Keep yourself calm, Ironhead.
Keep it calm.
Came here to get away from the violence of the war in Ukraine, thinking, hey, in the United States, they'll at least try to keep innocent people, people that aren't making poor choices, safe. Again, she was not all drugged up on the train. And again, I need to reemphasize, because I know how people, how you work this stuff. I am telling you, the police were wrong in Minneapolis. I am also telling you, George Floyd was not an innocent bystander that was just dragged for no reason. Again, police went way too far. Also, he was involved in criminal activity. This woman, you're right, this is not a George Floyd situation. This woman is literally sitting on a train, keeping to herself, the epitome of innocence. She's just trying to forge a better life for herself here in the United States. And because of a judicial system that has completely lost its way, she is gone. And yes, now we have networks. Well, let's not try to make this out to be some sort of a grand. Really? Really? Because you made it out to be that this is, we've got to defund the police across the board because of the actions of one to three officers in Minneapolis in one incident. Yes, we need to make grandiose, broad statements about the police in this case. Oh, but let's not get carried away and make it seem like all violent criminals that we keep letting out on the streets, that somehow this is an ongoing threat. What? Is there any thought process, anything going on with the synapses and the brains there? Dear liberals, what are you thinking? Why aren't you thinking? This doesn't concern you? Really? You're more worried about the reaction? From the, oh boy, they're trying to make this out. I am beside myself. And yes, the fact that this is being covered the way it is, can we not all just agree this is horrific and we ought to try to keep violent criminals off of the street? No, we can't agree on that. Nope, politics, Ironhead. We can't. Okay. We all agreed. I just want the record to show when the George Floyd thing went down, while we disagreed with making George Floyd a martyr, I don't know anybody on the right that didn't say, no, that went too far. That was police abuse. Those people should be held accountable. By the way, guess what? They were held accountable. They're not out there roaming the streets like this guy who had a rap record. It is beyond infuriating.
Take a breath.
It is just beyond infuriating.
Thanks for letting me rest my voice.
We'll take a break here. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, coming up on the other side of the break.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
It is a Wednesday morning we have in play here. Let's talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And speaking of talking, let's bring in Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com.
He's good at it, yeah.
He's been known to occasionally chat things up just a bit. Good morning, Mr. Bastardi. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. It's I was coming back from Texas on Monday, so I couldn't talk to you. And yesterday, yesterday I was doing a circuit with my daughter.
Oh,
actually, we go into the wrestling room. They do their. I can't do the wrestling team circuit anymore. I used to be able to do it, but I have a pretty hard circuit. It's 9 sets of 21, actually more than 9 sets. It's 9 different exercises, 3 sets of each of 21 reps. You go pull ups, and then you go. You go push-ups, you do tricep presses, all this stuff, right? And so I was doing that, and that takes me about an hour. What was unbelievable to watch was, you know, they've got this machine in there, the VersaClimber.
Yep.
Which, if you talk to any of the wrestlers at Penn State or NLWC, I think this is like the best overall exercise vehicle for a wrestler or anyone else. So you do 30-second burst of it. And I watched my daughter, Jessie, get 155, 144, and 143. And those are darn good numbers. Those are numbers that are representative of what guys on the team do. And it's just funny because she's got this mixed martial arts thing that she wants to actually fight, and I wouldn't put it past her. I was amazed at those numbers, so I texted Casey, because Casey's over, where are they, in Serbia or something? They're in some foreign land getting ready.
Yeah.
I said, look at these numbers. He goes, well, let's see her do 10 of them.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know if you had the pleasure to run into Casey Cunningham, but he reminds me of my dad. And that's kind of weird, because I tell my dad something and he go, well, let's see you do this. And then, and I told Cunningham, I said, listen, this is my goal in life, to live to 91, because then you'll be 70, and I want to see if you can still do as many pull-ups at 70 as I'm doing right now. I could still do about 20 pull-ups, which is pretty good.
That's,
I don't know,
right,
if I could beat RFK. Although RFK Jr. does. You listen, folks, if you're going to do a pull-up, get over the bar. That's the most important part of the pull-up. It's all like winning the Nationals. Okay, the first couple of rounds are important. The bottom of the pull-up's important. But it's the finals, which is getting up over the bar, all right, which are very important. And it's amazing watching Cale do his pull-ups, because Bobby Douglas told him, just do 50 pull-ups a day. That's what and he still does that. And I watch him, and he goes off in a corner someplace, and he's got a real, real tough pull-up that he does.
Cale and I have that in common. We both go off into the corner.
Well, Jeff, you would have to do weighted pull-ups, because not because you have to add any weight, but because you naturally have the extra weight on you to do pull-ups. So your pull-ups are more impressive than mine, because I don't have much weight on my lower body, so I could just slot through there.
I absolutely can wait to do the pull-ups. I'll keep waiting. That's no problem.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
There's plenty of time.
I was explaining why where I've been the past couple of days, because that's my Italian Catholic guilt thing. If I don't show up when I'm supposed to, I have to confess my sins. So that's why I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday. But I'm here now.
Well, Joe, I can't help but notice, can we do anything? The sun keeps getting in my eyes. It's bothering me. Low on the horizon, especially. It makes it tough to see. What's going on here?
Hey, listen. You try driving east in the early morning hours into the sun, and then, that was a tough fall. But, now, and I knew this would happen with you guys. You were moaning and groaning about it raining every day. And now that we're in the dry pattern to average it out, and it's probably going to be dry overall next couple of months, and it's going to get very warm again. Once we shake this cool here, we're probably going to have a week to 10 days where it'll be like summer again next week into the following week. So, and when that pattern starts to change, we'll start seeing an increase in the amount of rain. But overall, there's not much rain on the horizon. Certainly good weather for the football game on Saturday. And I think we'll have I'm not sure about the Oregon game, though. I'm looking at that going, okay, well, by that time, there could be some shifts in the pattern that could influence the weather. It could make it wet. And you want that game to be absolutely dry so both teams can play their best game at a whiteout. I know my sons, everybody's fired up about the whiteout, coming up here for the whiteout. I found out, I got home and I found out that much of my wife's family may be showing up here for the whiteout, and I was like, really.
Yeah, for some reason that game seems to be drawing a lot of attention. It's a lot of, I have a few folks coming in from out of town as well.
Yeah, well, that, the Oregon team is clicking on all cylinders, and people of course get down on PSU, but I think when I was looking at it, I would say, well, it looks to me like they try to work some things out, and we'll see what happens. They have always showed up when they have to show up, so I think we're okay. All right, but anyway,
could be worse. I want to see a sharp looking team on Saturday, though. I want to get a good feel going into the off week.
I will not mind. If you win when you're not sharp, the thing is, can you put it together at the right time? And the right time will be that first big test coming, and I think they'll be up for it. So, and the weather, we get the weather to cooperate. We're in pretty good shape. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the tropical season is completely shut down, and what we're seeing in the Atlantic Basin is what's been going on in the Western Pacific for years, and that's been the big canary in the climate coal mine to counter all this nonsense that tropical cyclones are getting worse. Now, the problem is they tell you they're getting worse because we have these small, compact, mighty mites that develop, like they've been hitting the United States the past few years. They're relatively small storms, and they're very intense at the center. And they've only been telling you about what's been going on in the Atlantic Basin. But, folks, the Western Pacific is home to 60% of the global tropical activity. And for the last 20 years, there's only been two above-normal years out there. Now, that is a sign of a large-scale shift going on in the climate. It cannot be attributed to CO2. It has to be attributed to whatever is causing the water to warm up. And you have this configuration of very warm water across the northern Pacific, and the tropical Pacific is not as warm, and that leads to all sorts of things globally. Now, what I get a kick out of is that people are gawking at what the Atlantic season's doing, and we had essentially a normal season as far as impact and the amount of total storms, but it may wind up below that. So we were a little bit under everybody else, but I was sort of afraid to go hog wild the one way after last year. And, when I break down and look at last year, it actually was not as bad as it could have been. Now, as bad as it was, when you look at it, we actually got off a little bit easier than what we could have gotten off. And over the last 6 to 8 months, the global temperature has fallen 6/10 of a degree Celsius. And that means that the amount of water vapor in the air, especially over the tropics, has to be diminishing. And we've had all this rain over the United States, and we've seen a lot of rain in Southeast Asia. When you're getting a lot of rain over land and you're not getting it over the tropical oceans, that's a sign of a distortion of the overall pattern. You understand that? There's certain things that are supposed to be average. And this has been building up over the last 20 years. And I've been tweeting about it, putting out stuff about it for a long time, and people just think, oh, he's a crackpot because it's obviously man-made climate change. But what's interesting is the reason why I look so hard at the Western Pacific and the Indian Ocean is because of two of the profs I had at Penn State, one Dr. John Kerr, who always said, go look in the Western Pacific. He always used to, because back in the 70s, we didn't have a lot of hurricanes. So he said, go do your research in the Western Pacific. What makes you think that those are any different? Like the structure of the storms is the same as in the Atlantic Basin. And Dr. John Lee, my tropical professor at Penn State, used to always be looking at what they call the Indian monsoon and what was going on in India and the Indian Ocean. And the years that that's displaced further northeast, like it is this year, the Atlantic Basin tends to shut down because what happens is if you don't get a lot of rain to the east of Africa, it means the African wave train is getting shut down. If all the energy in the tropics is congregating over the landmass of Southeast Asia and Indonesia, if that's where all the upward motion is because of the overall weather pattern, that in turn leads to downstream changes. So you're not going to, people are now gawking at the weather chill. The other thing is, too, folks is something called the Hadley cell. And this, to me, has been the biggest news in meteorology in the last 15 to 20 years. The Hadley cell has weakened dramatically. You know, this is something we were taught in college about, this upward motion that is centered in the tropical areas because it's nice and warm there. So you call it that. It's the Hadley cell, upper high pressure system and whatever. And what's happened is it's spread out and weakened. And I just want to point out that if you look at the Weather Channel, you look at Fox Weather, you look at anything you want to look at, up until now, nobody has said anything. Now, I hear they're starting to talk about it now, but that's something I've been talking about for the last 3-4 years, because there's a great paper put out in 2022 by Dr. Willie Soon and Dr. Ronan and Michael Connolly, showing that has weakened. So when you're looking at the hurricane season, and you're looking at these things, they're all interrelated. And if it's warm to the north, remember, the reason for tropical storms and hurricanes is nature is taking the heat out of the tropics and trying to redistribute it into the temperate regions. But if it's already warm in the temperate regions, why do you need tropical cyclones? See, if that imbalance is there, you don't really need them. And what I'm bringing up is the fundamental flaw in their argument that just because the planet is getting warmer, that would mean the storms are going to get worse. And what they did was, in the Atlantic Basin, had to take up the slack, some of the slack of the Western Pacific, but they've been completely ignoring what's going on in the Far East. And that's a very, very important point. So I just thought I'd talk about this morning,
yeah,
in a way where I want people to understand, whether you think I'm blowing smoke or not, there's much more involved than what you see all the time. And it's like that in everything out there. It's COVID or whatever you're looking at. There's more involved than what you see. Look at it. People are calling RFK Jr. a crackpot. But the guy obviously is obsessed with the situation. So he's looking at things that other people may not look at. And so see, look what happens, right? So there's a common link. If you really, really, really want to be able to take a stand on something, go look at the opposite of what you think, and then, you know, try to look at it as objectively as you can. I realize I probably have some bias, and, you know, I try to adjust for that. But it's very, very interesting what's going on. And I'll tell you what, that same warm current that is coming off Japan and off Kamchatka there, if that can continue to push in toward the west coast of the United States, and chances are it's going to be a cold winter for much of the United States from the plains eastward. The problem is we don't know if it's going to shut off or not to some degree, because that has to do with a lot of the source region, which is that ring of fire, the underwater volcanic activity in the Western Pacific. So listen, I know you people see me on TV and think it's all glamour. Or you used to see me on TV, which was remarkable because I got a face for radio. But it's not all glamour. It's actually down and dirty work, and that's what I like to do. Look for trouble and supply the forecast for it. That's my motto.
You make down and dirty look glamorous, Bastardi, and that's what we love about you, though, nonetheless.
the weather is not down and dirty now. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
so
I am telling
stiff.
You.
I can't stand this. I wish it was.
It's boring.
I love the boring weather. Regardless of the weather we have, Mr. Bastardi, what should we do with that there weather?
Well, first of all, I wish it was as extreme as they're telling me it is. But we should, because then I would really enjoy the weather, because that's the kind of weather I want. See you guys later. God
there
bless
you. See ya. That is Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, kind enough to join us. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.